Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we're talking with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Tim Duffy, and then we have another interview with Minnesota Fishing Guide and Pro Angler Bro Brosdahl, and then lastly, some great fall walleye tips from Walleye Tournament Pro Scott Glarvigan. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
The Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance is on at Hayward Power Sports. The world's best-selling off-road lineup is priced to move, with financing as low as 3.99% and rebates up to $3,500. Right now, you can get a legendary 2019 Sportsman 450 ATV for payments of less than $100 per month. Thinking about a Polaris side-by-side? Live life wide open in a high-performance RZR. Get more done with a hard-working RANGER. Or take on any task or trail in a versatile Polaris General. Let Hayward Power Sports help you get ready for fall, hunting, and so much more with rebates up to $3,500 and financing as low as 3.99% APR for 36 months. This is Kevin, inviting you to take advantage of the Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Offers valid in the U.S. through 9/30/19 on new 2019 vehicles. Financing offer valid on 2019 and 2020 models. Subject to credit approval. Offers vary by model. See Hayward Power Sports for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and ride.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward welcomes you to stop by for their great selection of mouth-watering steaks, as well as many varieties of broth sausages and much more. Along with that, Lynn's also has a variety of snack sticks, summer sausage, cheese curds, and homemade jerky for fall hunters and anglers, as well as great double-smoked bacon. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 4, and Sundays 10 to 3. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward. We're recording this week's show down in Hayward Bait and Bottle, and I'm talking to fishing guide Tim Duffy down here. Morning, Tim.
Morning, John. Good to have thanks for having me on the show.
You know, we're talking about the fishing. Water temperatures are really starting to go down out there. I mean, I was out the other day, and this we record this a week ahead of time, but we were down already to 65 degrees.
It's surprising. You know, I took my trip to Alaska, and we got back, and, you know, we had all the hot, warm temperatures, and almost just like a light switch, we got the cooler evenings coming in, and a little bit cooler days, and we got kind of rid of that 70 or the 80 degree temperatures, and she's actually cooling down really fast, but it happened quick.
You know, as far as a report on the fishing, what have you been seeing out there?
Well, you know, I think our northern fishing has been phenomenal. It's been very good. I'm seeing a lot of fish moving from the shallower water to the deeper water, but at the same time, I'm seeing fish, once they get to the deeper water, they're moving up and down in the water column, all the way to the top in 20-some foot of water, down to the bottom. And then in the evening, you still got some fish that are kind of going back up into the shallower water. And then you always have fish that are in the shallow water that just stay there. So it's kind of tricky, yeah. But fish are migrating out to the deeper stuff, but they're still suspending in the water column, which makes it a little bit tricky. And then some of those fish still kind of go back towards the shallows. And, you know, then, like I said, you got the fish that just stay in the shallows all the time. And I guess I would say this, if you have a bug catch or something going on, those shallower fish in the shallower water seem to bite better because they don't have as much food to feed on than the stuff out in the deeper water.
Well, you know, and the fish like predators, like muskies and stuff, you know, usually this time of the year there'll be a bunch of that movement up in real skinny water. Sometimes the muskies will get up in as shallow as a foot or two of water.
And I think, you know, you always have, you know, in the fall time here, you get some minnows that are hatching out, and there'll be an abundance of some smaller bait for the fish to eat. I've seen that actually right up until ice hits the lakes. These hatches, these little shiner-like minnows, I don't know what they are, but a lot of lakes have those. So, yeah, I mean, I guess we talk about the magic number. For me, I always look for a magic number this time of year where those fish, the big populations seem to be at, where you can catch the fish, and it seems like every place you find that depth of water, you'll get the fish, be it shallow, deep, whatever. And so what I just explained about the fish being deep, shallow, up and down the water column, you just got to keep looking until you find that, you know, for that day, the location that those fish are at. But I guess the one thing would be this. if it's deep or shallow, the rise and drop of the water column, they're still doing that, and it makes it a little bit trickier because, you got to move that bait and stay with them. If they quit biting, try going up a little bit higher or going a little bit lower or something like that until you find them again.
There's some fish out there that consistently seem to be out in deeper water. They may come higher in the water out there, but, the crappies and bluegills in particular, they seem to get out there in that deeper water, and once they're out there, they just don't seem to come in.
Yeah, and me and you, we talked about this before, is that it seems like there's a lot of fish out in that deeper water already. Probably a little bit early, because before I even went to Alaska, which was 3 weeks ago, we'd be trolling in 25, 30 feet of water after dark, and we'd see bluegills that were, 2 feet under the surface in the lights as the boat would go by. So, those fish don't just swim from the shallows out to 25 foot of water. They're out there already, and so what they're doing is they're rising and dropping in the water column from the bottom to the top. And so they're out there. So for the guys that just fish the shallow water looking for bluegills and not getting them, if they're out there in the deep water, they're too shallow, So you just got to find out where they're at. But it's amazing that most guys, when they're fishing panfish, are going to go up in the shallow water, and they're already out there in some of the deeper water.
Whether I'm looking for walleyes out in deeper water or I'm looking for crappies or bluegills, I usually try to look for where I've got a group of fish, quite a few fish, because a lot of times right now, especially this fall, we see a lot of scattered fish. There'll be fish here, fish there, and those always seem to be the harder ones to get to bite. You get a group of fish or a pack of fish or a school down there, and there seems to be a competitive thing. I'm going to get it before the next guy does, and it's easier to catch those fish.
Yeah, you watch it. We've seen ice fish a million times. You put a camera down there or something, and if there's a bunch of fish, if you got two going at the bait, one's going to grab it because it's just a natural occurrence that one wants to grab that bait before the other one, even if he doesn't want to eat it. If you got one coming in there, he's going to take his time. He might not want it. You get three, four, five, or six of them, it's the first one to get to it is going to eat it. So definitely that's true. The scattered fish, when I was talking about those bluegills up high in the water column after dark in the deep water, they weren't just in one spot. They were scattered throughout the whole basin that we were trolling. So now if you want to go catch bluegills out there, it's like they're all over the place. They're not just in one spot, so it makes it kind of tricky. That's why the trolling is a good way to go for any of those species, bluegills all the way up to muskies, to cover water and find out where those fish are. And instead of just, it takes a lot longer to cast that water to try to find out, to get a fish rather than trolling it.
As it gets colder, we'll see less and less of that rising up high in the water because they want to stay where the water's warmer.
And I love that because then here, now you're out in the deep water and they're all in the bottom and they're all in the same spot. And so, yeah, way better. And they stay there because, the water is the right temperature and they're not going to come up to the top.
That's interesting stuff. We need to take a break right now. I hear some of our fine sponsors that come back. I've got an interesting interview with Brian Brosdahl. I talked to him last week on the show, but it's a whole different thing. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages.
Hunters and Anglers, Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop in the Hayward area. Stop in and check out the huge selection of fall musky, bass, walleye, and panfish tackle. They also have a great selection of tree stands, camo, ammunition, scents, hunting supplies, and much more. Gear up for the fall at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And while you're there, check out the bottle shop for a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop in the Hayward area.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin, welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
The Can-Am Yellow Tag Sales Event is on now at Hayward Power Sports. Can-Am Off-Road builds the ultimate vehicles, whether ripping through trails, crawling through mud, or getting the tough jobs done. For a limited time, get rebates up to $2,500 on select new 2019 models. For example, you can get a new 2019 Can-Am Defender HD8 side-by-side for under 10 grand. This is Johnny, inviting you to check out the Can-Am Yellow Tag sales event today at Hayward Powersports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77. Subject to credit approval. See dealer for details.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control. A day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Murray, and I've got Tim Duffy in here, Hayward Area Fishing Guide. And Tim, you know, big bro bros all over Minnesota. He guides over in that northern Minnesota area, and he's getting to be quite the name out there ice fishing. And we talk, I got a little interview here talking about some good tips for out there fishing, not just ice fishing, but for fall fishing. But also we talk a little bit about this clothing thing and the things we have now to be able to be more comfortable out there. One of them is fishing gloves. I know you're always using hand warmers and it's always a fight when you get out there in the late fall or in the winter trying to keep everything warm.
Yeah, it definitely is. And you know, for me, being a guide, and I don't know about you, but for me, I want my bare hands I can feel the best with, you know, but sometimes it's so dang cold, you know, and then you stick your hands in and out of the minnow bucket, whatever. But I mean, sometimes you gotta put something on your hands because it's just too cold. You got the wind, and you know, so yeah, you gotta find a glove that's gonna be comfortable that you can work with. And there's a million of them out there, so you have to find the right one for your hand.
Let's hear what Bro has to say about fall fishing with some tips and these things called fish monkey gloves.
Getting out in the fall, it's all about getting on a good bite, taking the family, taking the kids. Now, kids are back in school, but even if you can get out and make a break for, you know, 4 hours, get out there and go fishing with them and, you know, get some crappies. You know, I have a lot of people that want to fish for walleye, almost entirely all walleyes in the fall. And we catch a big pike while we're fishing for them. We catch the occasional odd big perch. It's always fun being on the water and you learn something every day and you see something every day. And, you know, that's why, you know, ever since I was a kid, everybody asked me why I fish. And I said, I fish to be in extraordinary places. And it doesn't matter what lake you're on. You see things that you can never see from inside your house and rivers and islands and a lot of waterfall. Just a neat time. And in a sportsman's life, it all focuses to a small amount of time. And everybody's scrambling for their fishing gear, their duck decoys, their grouse shotguns, you know, that just ready to go for everything. Bull hunting, you know, there's so much going on. But I'm most of my time is going to be spending setting the hook. I'm a hook guy, and I love hunting, but my favorite part of hunting is after I have a day on the water, I'll go grouse hunting in the evening and try to kick up a roughie. And to me, that's, man, it doesn't get better than that.
Well, you know, the good thing about fishing, the real interesting thing about fishing is it's not only fun, but you're always learning something. If you're doing it right, you're always trying to learn something. And, you know, it's a challenge out there sometimes. But if you're constantly learning and in having fun, no matter what you catch, you're going to enjoy it.
Oh, absolutely. And even if it's just a jigging bite, you learn stuff. There's different cadences that trigger responses. You know, just not too long ago, you had to try to keep it away from a walleye to get them to bite. You had to rip it so hard that they'd actually hit it. And now they're not hitting that anymore because the water temperature just dropped below 70. So now it's more of you give it action, but if you rip it, it just disappears from them and they don't want it. We're almost on that edge where they're going to hit it, but they just want you to tease them with that bait on that jig. And what you're doing is you're flapping that minnow tail at them and really, you're really trying to torque them off. And, I had a little kid, I guided their family and he was in the boat and he's ripping the jig really hard. And I said, what you trying to do? I'm trying to torque them off, but he used a different word. in.
Yeah, right.
It was so funny. It was funny hearing that from a kid as his mom hits him on the shoulder for what he said. But yeah, he was trying to torque off the fish, and it worked. He got bit, but now you're not trying to make him mad. You're trying to entice him. So adjust your jigging cadence as the water is in the 60s. More of a get that male to that tail to flick at him, and then of course when it gets in the 50s, then it's you can still slow rip it, and then let it sit for a second, and they're just going to saunter over there and then grab it. And depending on, of course, the pressures and weather and all that, and the stability of the weather, you'll create the strikes. But there are some full moon phases that do create a good fall trolling bite at night, and I do that once in a while. I like getting my fishing done during the day, but it's fun going out. No rodding in the holder. I hang on to it, and I'll because I like to rip the crankbait. And so I'm actually, in a sense, jigging when I'm trolling.
Bro, you know, the fishing so much changed since I started. And, you know, I've been doing this guiding for 40 years now. And a lot of things have changed out there. But one of the biggest things out there is between things like we talked about, Hummingbird's electronics, and our boats have gotten better. But the comfort of being out there, just the fact that we've got better gear, better clothing, and things like even your gloves out there are fantastic nowadays to keep warm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fish Monkey, I met a company that is just after my heart because they have their heart into their designs. They're not just out to do a quick disposable thing. They're gloves, and they started making sunwear, and there's a lot of companies doing sunwear, but they don't do it for fishing. It's not fish-centric, and they get it with their gloves and their face masks. Their face masks have breathing holes. So if you're protecting yourself from the sun, and even if you don't burn, you'll get a windburn. I don't care who you are. These masks are extremely comfortable for the back of your neck, your face, and then the gloves. The gloves, I mean, they've saved my fingers many times. The barb of the hook don't go through them that easy. So when I'm wielding puppets and sometimes one comes flying back at you, I the gloves help me out. But in the winter now coming up, there's a new glove coming out that is, there's nothing been like it ever. If you're a hardcore ice fisherman and you find yourself out in extreme cold temperatures, you're going to love the new Yeti coming out. I worked with Tim Mossberg, the owner of Fish Monkey, exclusively to make a glove that I think you could use in any weather, any extreme. Leather palms, and it's got a heat-retaining element that you won't find in any other glove company. It's out of the textile market, and you're not going to get blowouts. If you need to chop wood, if you need to pull something, a sled full of gear, I see it over and over. Everything just got cheaper, and everything's just ripping so easy. These gloves are designed for guys like us, the hardcore anglers. I mean, I'm out there, sideways wind, blowing snow, below zero, and I've had frostbite. My fingers aren't what they used to be. I'm excited about these gloves because I can't go in, even if it's really cold. I got to keep it going, whether I'm doing a photo shoot, a TV show, or if I'm guiding clients.
Yeah, I know when you're talking about that, because I've frostbitten my fingers too before. And once you get them frostbitten, they get cold real easy, it seems like, after that. And I've been using the Fish Monkey gloves in the summertime too. And I actually am kind of interested in the Yeti because it looks like a really unbelievable cold weather glove.
Oh, I got to try it last year, and we had over 30 days with a minus 30. And it was just one of those things where you're like, okay, it's minus 30 again. And you go, and then warms up to like minus 10. And I was so happy with those gloves, and got to use them, got to critique what I thought needed to be done. You can use your cell phone. They got a swipe on them. They got nose wipe because your nose does run no matter who you are. Your nose, you get a little drip, got nose wipe, and it's just, if you have to throw them off, you could do it. They're the best glove ever made, and I didn't even have them with the heat retention element. When I tried those, I can't believe how warm they are. And you know, like we were saying, you know, we're not spring chickens anymore. I've had frostbite on my face, my fingers, and they're shot. And I still want to go. And these things are going to help me. And that's one thing I'll tell anybody out there listening. If you're younger, don't be too tough. I used to scoop out slush with my fingers, never put my gloves on all day. It'll catch up to you. But at least you'll have fish monkey gloves to take care of you.
I know, and I can't say enough about the gloves for the summer use and the fall use, because they've been phenomenal, and the quality is good on them. So, but there's a lot of different clothing out there. I mean, you've got stuff from different companies out there. Clam has got a great bunch of stuff, and I could go on and on and on. There's just a lot of good stuff that we did not have just a few years ago to keep you comfortable and warm, whether you're out there in the fall or in the wintertime ice fishing.
Well, yeah, and any of the fish monkey gloves are going to be good for you.
Wow, interesting stuff there, bro. I want to really thank you for taking the time to talk to us here. We covered a lot of different stuff out there.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And everybody out there, be safe. Make sure you got your life jackets. And be nice to the other people out there.
Bro, what's your website in case anybody wants information on your guiding or anything else?
Yeah, just go to brosguideservice.com. Or you can follow my adventures on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram.
Well, it's interesting. You know, we need to take a break right now and hear from more of our fine sponsors. Come back, we've got another little interesting interview on fall walleyes and a wrap-up on the show.
Check out OC Outfitters for all your fishing, hunting, and camping needs this year. They're ready to get you out on the lake with everything from rods and reels to licenses and live bait. Come see their Columbia clothing for men, women, and children. They have a full line of shirts, rain gear, shorts, and jackets, and they have new rifles, shotguns, and handguns to choose from. New this season, a propane filling station. That's OC Outfitters, 4 miles east of Hayward on Highway B, open 7 days a week. Phone 715-634-1044.
Are you in need of marine service? If so, call Earl's Marine, located on County K between the Big Lakes. Earl's Marine is a local Johnson Avenue authorized sales and service representative. Need a boat lift? Earl's Marine handles shore station. Need a boat or a pontoon for a few days? Just call for rental information. Since 1966, Earl's Marine has provided outstanding marine service to this area. For outstanding service, open 7 days a week for sales with a mechanic on duty Monday through Friday. Call Earl's Marine today at 715-634-4783.
Pet owners, if there's a word better than inexpensive, it's free. Hayward Animal Hospital has always offered a free wellness exam with the vaccination of your pet. Your cat or dog will be given the highest quality and most comprehensive vaccines available to ensure continued protection against a variety of diseases with no hidden exam fees. The next time your pet needs vaccinations, consider a free wellness exam and Dr. Ostrander's over 30 years of experience. Hayward Animal Hospital is located on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
Carlson Motorsports is Hayward's newest auto dealership. Stop in today and check out the all-aluminum cargo trailers from Trophy and the unique Lake Lounger combination pontoon dock system. Carlson Motorsports is located just north of the intersection of Highway 63 and 77 on Windrose Lane. Give them a call today at 715-634-1347. Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors with myself, John Myrie, and helping out co-host is fishing guide Tim Duffy. And Tim, when we get really late in the fall, you know, those fish are deep. There's a lot of things that work, but sometimes you got to get out there and try it.
Definitely. You know, I think like we mentioned before, the fish are already out in the deep water. But as it gets later and you get the fish out in the deep water but on the bottom, and it's amazing, you know, we don't like to talk about it too much because when you pull those fish out of the deep water, it's like a diver getting the bends. And I don't know if we want to get into that, but, you know, you have to know how to handle those fish when they come out of, I say it's 30 feet and deeper. Maybe it could even be 25, 28 feet. But you got to bring them up slow, and a lot of them you have to fizz them, get the air out of them. And we probably don't want to go into all that stuff, but the deeper you go, you have to know how to handle those fish, because if you pull one out of that deep water, you go too fast, it actually kills them. Their eyes will pop out of their head. But yeah, I like it when they get out there in that deep water. And we're talking the deepest water in a lake is on a lot of these lakes is where you fish them. 75 foot of water, 60 foot of water, whatever.
And sometimes it's a lot shallower, and there's some key things to look for out there. I had a chance to talk to one of the walleye tournament pros out there, Scott Glorvigan, and he offers some great tips. Let's hear what he had to say.
Well, Scott, you know, when it comes to this time of the year, fall, lots of things start to happen out there. What kind of tips can you give the average walleye fisherman out there to find and catch more fish?
I think the big thing, if you're fishing natural lakes and that, is look for the main lake points that have rock and structure on them, sunken islands that have rocks and structure on them. What I like to do is hover with my electric trolling motor and kind of look for the fish and mark them and then kind of, you know, put the bait right in the fish's face. The one tip that I really want to express to people is fish with as light as line as you possibly can get away with.
Scott, when we're talking about fall walleye fishing, any type of key spots or areas that you're looking for out there when it comes to related to deep water, shallow water, or anything there?
One of my favorite spots that I'll key on, in on, depending on earlier in the fall, is I look for the greenest weeds that are out there. That time of the year, a lot of times your weeds are starting to die and a lot of fish will move out of those areas. But the green weeds, typically the pike weed that's still growing, those are good areas because it attracts bait fish. And if it's adjacent to deep water, that can be really good. I like to fish a jig and a minnow in that situation. As I get into later fall and the water turns over, typically I'll key in deep water humps and also deep water points that run in to the main lake areas. If it has rock and rubble on it, all the better yet.
Scott, you know, when it comes to walleye fishing, most anybody that fishes any lake, whether it's in Wisconsin here or over here in Minnesota, they want bigger or quality fish. What can you tell people out there as far as fish management are some of the most effective strategies or some of the better walleye fisheries that you've fished? What makes them work?
I think some of the systems that I see really producing quality fish, some of those systems have good slot limits. And when I'm talking about slot limits, it's that in between. Maybe you can only you can't keep any fish between 18 and 22 inches or 17 to 26 inches or things like that. Typically, those fisheries will have better quality of fish management in it. In the areas that I've seen where they've tried to do, you can't keep anything under 15 inches, anything under 18 inches, anything under 14 inches. Typically, you have a lot of small fish because what happens there, they get a 15-incher, they can keep it, and they kill it. Be selective in your harvest, whether you have regulations that force you to or whether you don't. It's always good to, you know, keep some 17s, keep a 15, keep a 19, mix your bag selection up. And again, it goes back to common sense. A little self-restraint goes a long way in protecting a resource. And my father taught me that. I mean, there was a lot of times that, you know, he said, we've caught enough. That's a plenty. And, you know, you think, oh, man, you know, we're just killing them. And I saw his method of his madness in regards to we got to take care of the resource.
Well, you know, it's interesting what he talked about, Tim, and the fact is we've got all that going on out there, and it'll go right up until deer season.
And it'll go right to the end. And, you know,
It freezes up.
And so here, we always talk about this. When we get first ice, everybody goes shallow. Well, they go shallow because they're going on the first ice. That's as far as they can go. Once I start fishing and I get some good ice, I go back to where I left off in the fall in the deep water. And not a lot of guys do that, but for the winter time, if there's oxygen, it's warmer water, and that's where they're going to be, and there's fish out there. And there's still fish shallow, but there's a lot of fish out in the deep water still.
You bet. You know. And back to the thing about getting out in the fall, I would just like what I was talking to Brosdahl, he was talking about the fish monkey gloves, and I've used them, and they're very good. They got some new real good winter gloves coming out, but there's so much out there nowadays. And even myself, I've mentioned before many times that I'm out there in the fall, even before I get, you know, out there, I'm wearing a good float coat. Basically, I wear a Striker, but you've got Clam has a flotation suit that's made for ice fishing, but it's kind of cool out there anyhow, so you wear that gear, and if you did wind up in the water, at least you're going to float, because if you're out there trying to stay warm wearing a snowmobile suit or a bunch of Carhartts or something, you can sink quick.
You definitely can, and you actually get hypothermia really quick too. But those jackets, they've come a long ways. They used to be kind of a little bit bulky, a little bit, but they're actually really warm. So you use it as a jacket and a life jacket. Yeah. It's two things in one.
Yeah, anybody that hasn't checked out some of the new cold weather gear for fall fishing and hunting and even for the winter use, you should check it out, because all the way from the fishing gloves like we talked about on the show here to some of the jackets and the bibs and even the shoes and boots out there, you can stay really warm out there on the lake.
And you got to be warm. If you're not, here, I tell people, the minute you start getting cold, don't wait until you start getting cold. Put the stuff on now so you don't get cold, because if you start getting cold, it's too hard to regain the heat again, and it's kind of can be the day can be done.
You bet. Well, we're out of time for this week's show. I want to remind folks, if you miss the show, you can always get that show on our website at WNORadio.net. From there, you can link through to our podcast site, and it's on Spotify for the phones and everything else.
Yep. Anyhow, thanks for having me on the show, John.
Yeah, thank you for being on here, Tim, and we'll be back again next week with another interesting show.
Listen with me, I'm gonna take you there to our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.